Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, the Department of Agriculture has issued the CFAP 2 top-up payments to Upland and Extra Long Staple, or ELS, cotton producers. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with those payment details, and he shares some important reminders for producers who may be eligible for other USDA programs, including WIP and quality loss assistance.
This is $20 per acre based on the 2020 planted acreage, and both Upland and ELS cotton are eligible for this. And according to USDA, it's about $220 million of that money is going to cotton producers. And again, those payments should have been issued in the last week or so. Regarding the ongoing disaster assistance programs, WIP Plus, and the quality loss assistance program that is a part of WIP, while the sign-up deadline has passed for both of these programs, we know with regard to QLA, the deadline that was last week, a number of producers and their county offices had not been able to fully complete the application and documentation process. And so it's our understanding that there's been the registers were set up, and so those producers and county offices have until the end of April to finalize those applications. And then it's our expectation that USDA will be reviewing all of the applications that have come in for QLA and the remaining WIP Plus payments that are due, and looking at the available dollars that they have to spend and trying to get the payments made by the end of May, both for WIP Plus and QLA. So we hope to see those wrapped up here in the next 6 weeks or so at this point.
And that's Reese Langley of the National Cotton Council. Well, the World Pork Expo will be an in-person event scheduled for June coming up in Iowa. The National Pork Producers Council says that all of the needed COVID-19 protocols will be followed, and they believe their members are getting vaccinated. The event's coming up on June the 9th through the 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. The decision didn't come lightly, says NPPC President Jen Sorensen. It was very carefully considered. The Hagstrom Report says Sorensen notes that everyone in the pork industry values the in-person expo because they get together to do business, network, and adopt the latest technologies. NPPC officials say they don't have specific numbers on how many members are getting the COVID vaccinations, but they don't know of any members declining the vaccine. CEO Neil Dirk said he's talked to multiple members who say they've had their first or second shots. He believes producers are getting the vaccine because vaccinations are part of the industry culture. The trade show will include social distancing and, of course, hand-washing stations. As far as required proof of vaccination, COVID tests, or temp checks, officials say the expo will follow government recommendations at the time of the event. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.